Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Mayer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Neuhauser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Neuhauser. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The left fielder, Pete Gray. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Milt Burns. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Len Schult. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sig Jackuki. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sig Jackuki. And now, play ball. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackuki fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gray. Mayo reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic takes first base on ball four. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Krivic goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mayo picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Mayo. Stevens scores. Burns moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso strikes out. 1 out. Sig Jakuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jakuki hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Browns. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb strikes out. 2 outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 1 in the game. Gray strikes out. 1 out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burns strikes out. 1 out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Richards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sig Jakuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jakuki is 0-for-1 in the game. Jakuki hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-2 in the game. Gray hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-1 in the game. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb strikes out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mayo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Newhouser moves to second. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Outlaw hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mayer. Burns reaches second base with a double. Stevens moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mayer. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Stevens scores. Burns scores. It's 4-1, Browns. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McQuinn moves to third. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-2 in the game. Mancuso bunts towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mancuso for the out. McQuinn scores. Schult moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-1, Browns. Sig Jakuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jakuki is 0-for-2 in the game. Jakuki hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schult moves to third. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Les Mueller now pitching. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-3 in the game. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Gray moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Burns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Burns reaches second base with a double. Kramer throws the ball into Ross, who tags Burns trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Gray scores. Krivic goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 7-1, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Richards hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chuck Hostetler pinch hits for Les Mueller. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-3 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Walter Wilson now pitching. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schult strikes out. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sig Jakuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jakuki is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jakuki hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-4 in the game. Gutteridge hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mayo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jack Hookey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schult fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.